morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. I've been critiquing some of the teachings from the prosperity gospel this week. Particularly, I'm just using Joel Osteen as a representative of this kind of teaching. And again, I hate to have to say this every day, but I think it is important that I do. I'm not attacking his character. I'm not trying to judge the things that he does for other people, anything like that. But what I want to do is look at what he teaches, what he's saying is the path to being prosperous, and let's look at and compare that with what the Bible says. And I think there are some very important differences. And so I want to point these out because I want you to be able to be prosperous and successful. So what Joel Osteen teaches, just to kind of summarize, is that positive thinking is what is of utmost importance if you're going to be successful. You've got to think that you're victorious. You've got to think that you're going to get preferential treatment from others. You've got to think that you're going to be successful in every area. And if you think those thoughts and if you speak words that go along with that, that is the key to being prosperous and successful, meaning having good finances, meaning being treated well by others, meaning having good relationships, meaning health. And so that is the teaching of Joel Osteen. Now, how does that compare with Scripture? Well, we've seen from Scripture, I think already, from Hebrews chapter 11, that yes, the Bible promises that we can be successful. And the Bible gives us a list of very successful people who accomplish great things for God's kingdom. But then at the same time, as you read through Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about them being thrown in prison, sawn in two, facing persecution. And so the Bible does not say that we can expect preferential treatment and then receive it. The Bible says we're prosperous even when we don't receive preferential treatment. There's an article in The Atlantic this month of the magazine, and it's called The Power of Negative Thinking. Now, that's an interesting title because we're always hearing about the power of positive thinking. But when research is actually done on this, so, you know, I'm looking at something outside the Bible, just I think this is interesting to confirm this, that actually people that are always thinking positively tend to not do as well in life in some of these key areas like finances and so forth. And so there are different studies that have been done on this. Married couples who were extremely optimistic about their relationship's future were more likely to experience relationship deterioration. Now, you can think about that. You know, that kind of makes sense. If you are just think everything's wonderful and there's no way that anything could go wrong in your relationship, then you're probably not working hard at your relationship to make sure it goes well. Same thing's true with income. I'm quoting from the article, optimism may also be tied to lower earnings. A study of data from British households found that across two decades, especially optimistic self-employed people earned about 25% less than their pessimistic peers. Now, I don't think that this is saying that you should be pessimistic. I haven't looked at the details on the study to see how they define optimistic and pessimistic. But I think that the point is something that we could intuitively know already. If you just think everything's going wonderful and everyone's going to buy your products and your business is going to go great, then you're less likely to really put in the hard work because you don't want to fail, because you don't want your business to do poorly. And so you really work hard to overcome obstacles. And in other words, thinking by itself isn't going to create success. It's going to be hard work in the business world. It's going to be dedication to working at your relationships. And this is more along what the Bible teaches. The Bible doesn't talk about positive thinking as the key to success. The Bible talks about biblical thinking as the key to success. So Joshua 1:8 is our key verse. Keep this book of the law on your lips always. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So what is the key according to the Bible to prosperity and success? It is doing carefully everything written in God's word, following the commands. And how do you do that? By meditating on and thinking on God's word, not just positive thoughts about yourself. Now, does the Bible have a lot of positive things to think about? Yes. But the Bible also has some negative things to think about. The Bible talks about our sin. The Bible talks about the fact that we must grow and change. that we have to repent and turn from sin. So we're not just supposed to think wonderful thoughts about ourselves all the time. In fact, the Bible encourages us to examine ourselves, to test ourselves, to compare ourselves to Scripture. But then the Bible does have good news. And so we don't want to forget about that, too, that there is good news to think about and rejoice in. But it's not just positive thinking that's going to get all these results. So let me read some more quotes from Joel Osteen. This is from his latest book. He says, quote, "The reason we don't always experience this abundant life is that we've allowed viruses to contaminate our software." And by viruses contaminating our software, he means we say to ourselves, "I'll never be successful. I'm not that talented. I'll never break this addiction." Okay, so that's the reason we don't experience abundant life. Then he goes on to say, here's the good news, though. There is nothing wrong with you. Like that computer, you're not a mistake. You're not defective or faulty. The problem is in your software. You have to get rid of the viruses. All through the day, dwell on what your Creator says about you. I'm blessed. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I'm confident. I'm attractive. I'm valuable. I'm victorious. Now, once again, that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible doesn't teach that if you just think I'm blessed, I'm strong, I'm healthy, that you're going to have all those things. It sounds good. It sounds encouraging. But God's word is what really will lead us to true success, not these words. So we want to, again, look to Scripture. We need to be thinking all day long, as Joshua 1:8 says, what does God's word say about God, about His love, about His greatness? What does God's word say about me and my sin and the fact that I still struggle with selfishness and anger? But then God promises hope in Jesus Christ. I can turn to Him. I can follow His teachings and think His thoughts. And over time, I can grow to be the kind of person He wants me to be. So this is what the Bible would encourage to being prosperous and successful. Now, Joel Osteen says something else here. I've got to get to this. He says, later on, just a few pages later, this is what the Lord told Joshua after Moses had died and he was to lead the Israelites into the promised land. Quote, "If you will meditate on what God says about you day and night, you will have good success and prosper in everything you do." End quote. When your mind is filled with thoughts of faith, thoughts of hope, and thoughts of victory, that's what will become a reality. No, 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 no. That's not what the Bible says. He actually quotes Joshua 1:8 here. He doesn't say Joshua 1:8, but it's clearly what he's quoting. But he completely changes the verse. All right, let me read to you again what the Bible actually says. The Bible actually says that God came to Joshua and said, "If you keep this book of the law on your lips always and meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it, then you will be prosperous and successful." Joel Osteen takes that verse and says, here's what the Bible says, quote, "If you will meditate on what God says about you day and night, you will have good success and prosper in everything you do." I think that summarizes very well what Joel Osteen is doing. He's taking things that kind of sound biblical, but changing them and changing them in a way that fits a certain philosophy, a certain psychology, but it's not biblical. The Bible doesn't say, if you think all day about what God says about you, you will have good success and prosper. The Bible says, if you meditate on God's word and carefully do everything written in it, then you will be prosperous and successful. So what Joel Osteen has done here really is to take what the Bible teaches as the true guide to success and replaced it with something that sounds easier and frankly sounds like something more encouraging and something that sounds like, oh, I can do that. So Joel Osteen takes carefully doing what's written in the Bible to just think that God loves you and thinks wonderful thoughts about you all the time. And that's the key to success. The problem is that's not what the Bible teaches, so it has no basis in reality. It's not actually going to lead you to success. And I'm going to conclude tomorrow and tell you a little bit more about what I think Jesus teaches about the path to success in comparison to these things. If you have any questions about any particular problems you're going through, I always encourage you to call. The number is 943-8237. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.